And so we come to the second of our community elements. And for this, we're taking an in-depth look at the glitter pick that we mentioned during Brian's Good News. Now, glitter pick was first started off by the Aberdeen City Council environmental team. Lots of people took part in this, and the most influential person in that team is Stephen Shaw, who's the environment manager, and we'll get to hear a little bit from him at the end of this particular community element. Now, volunteers who took part in this big 24-hour litter pick, and it was the other Thursday, across Aberdeen collected enough rubbish to fill hundreds, namely 321 bags. There were 548 participants in the Aberdeen City Council organised event and designed to help the city sparkle more in the summer months. Now, the whole idea of Glitterpick is to put the sparkle back into Aberdeen. And this was the idea of Stephen Shaw's son, Lewis. In all, during the day, there were 46 cleanups. The more unusual items included a set of weights, a vacuum cleaner, sleeping bags, garden chairs, and to the delight of pupils at Kitty Brewster Primary School, during the litter pick, a bag of Nerf guns. Groups, schools, businesses and organisations took part in the event, which involves litter pick starting every hour over 24 hours from midnight to midnight. This year's event, last Thursday, was started by Aberdeen City Council's Environmental Services team near the River Dee, and this then followed by other groups every hour. The other groups taking part this year included Friends of Walker Dam, the City Council's Countryside Ranger Service, Tree Team, Friends of Seton Park, Middleton Park School, Riverbank Primary School, Kirkhill School, Hanover Street School, Cummins Park Community Flat, Airy Hall School, Friends of Victoria and Westburn Parks, Orchard Bray School, which is a special needs school, Kitty Brewster Primary, Brighter Bucksburn and Stonywood School, Heathery Burn Park Steering Group, the City Council's Environmental Strategy Team, Cove Community, RSPB, Dolphin Watch, Spirit Energy, Beavers, Red Moss Residents, Fit Like Joggers, King Korth Community, Sport Aberdeen, Friends of Sunnybank Park and Fitty Residents. The places in the groups were picked up litter, and that was from Riverside, Garth D, Torrey, Hazelhead Pitches, Ellen Road, Walker Dam, Den Burn, Maiden Craig, Hazelhead Ward Garden, Seton Park, Wellington Road, Asda, Bridge of Don, King Korth, Killydrone, Airy Hall, Victoria Park, Stewart Park, Cummins Park, Skatey Woods, Brumund, Elric Park, Broad Hill, Torrey Battery, Cove, Greyhope Beach, Denburn, Garthdee Pitches, King Korth Hill, Alton Pitches and Links, and finally Fitty and the Beach. Aberdeen City Council's operational delivery convener, Councillor John Wheeler, said it's great that so many groups came out to help keep our city sparkling clean. Our staff work hard to keep the city bright, clean and tidy, but unfortunately we can't be everywhere at the same time, so the work carried out by these community groups, workplaces and individuals makes a big difference. Would prefer if people didn't litter in the first place, as it's unsightly and is bad for the environment, and we are all responsible for not littering in the first place. This effort can be as simple as picking up litter outside our front gates each day, or a bigger effort such as litter picks carried out by dozens of groups throughout the year. These groups or organised events really do make a huge difference to local communities and help foster a bit of pride in our beautiful city. The event is part of the year-round Clean Up Aberdeen campaign, which encourages people not to litter in the first place, and also provides equipment for groups wanting to organise a litter pick. For more details or to get help organising an event, call 03000 200 292 or email cleanaberdeen at aberdeencity.gov.uk. More information is also available from Clean Up Aberdeen on Facebook or www.facebook.com/clean-up.aberdeen or from the website www.cleanupscotland.com. Now, if you want to find out these details, then do go and have a look at the post on our website. It's also available through Facebook as well. Now, we're going to let Stephen Shaw, the environmental manager, have the last word.
We no longer hear that, oh, it's a council's job to do that. It's not the council's job. We sweep the streets, we pick up litter, but it's everyone's responsibility to put a stop to that. And as I said earlier, if we can do that, then that £4 million can be spent on parks, play areas, green spaces, you know, lovely things rather than picking up litter. So I'd like to think that this campaign will build and build. We've got more schools on board than we've ever had. We've 18 schools signed up to Clean Up Aberdeen, but we know there's many more who do that. There are eco groups and green flags, etc. They're all on board with it. We've got councillors very supportive and championing this with us.